This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News. Friday is Peace Officers Memorial Day. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office will hold a memorial service at 11 a.m. at 801 Jefferson Street in Wyville to honor the 12 local law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty. The public is welcome to attend. Local law enforcement held a private wreath laying and memorial service Tuesday night at the graves of Trooper Kevin Connor and of Tabor City Police Officer Shane Miller. Connor was shot to death here during a traffic stop in 2018. Miller was killed in a car crash during a criminal pursuit on his first shift as a policeman in 2004. Saturday will be the bridge naming and dedication for the Old Lake Overpass Bridge on US 74. The ceremony will be held at the Waccamaw Suwan Travel Center at 7239 Old Lake Road. The bridge over 74 is being named in honor of the Waccamaw Suwan Tribe. Events start at 2 p.m. A Holly Ridge man has died of injuries sustained in a head-on crash in Tabor City. Philip Grant crossed the center line on US 701 and struck an 18-wheeler head-on in the early morning hours of May 5th. He died the next day at Lawrence Hospital. The Sheriff's Office is investigating after a veteran's tombstone was reported damaged at a Tabor City area cemetery. Pauline Smith contacted the Sheriff's Office after discovering her husband's grave marker was broken, possibly by a vehicle. The Veterans Administration is replacing the marker. A prank report of a school shooting may lead to real charges for two Wyville High students. They allegedly used the Say Something app to report that a specific student was planning to use a firearm at the school on Monday. The school resource officer was notified, and both the alleged suspect and the reporting student were detained. They have been suspended, and juvenile charges are pending. There was never any actual threat to the school, according to the sheriff's office. Lance Sandlin has been charged with murdering the unborn child of Shania Perry. Sandlin was arrested in September for the April death of Perry. His wife Emily and his ex-wife Lori Flowers have also been charged in the case. Perry disappeared in April of 2024. She was pregnant at the time. Her body has never been found. No state Democrats voted for last week's bill prohibiting illegal aliens from receiving state benefits. The Citizens Support Act is designed to fill loopholes that allow undocumented residents to obtain housing, medical care, and other assistance. Exceptions were kept in place to provide emergency food for children. The move was made in part because officials are lowering the amount of federal money being sent to the states for assistance programs, including Medicaid. Elwell Ferry will be closed until May 20th due to high water. The ferry crosses the Cape Fear River between Carvers and Kelly in Bladen County. Carolyn's Kaleidoscope Child Advocacy Center, such a wonderful organization, they're going to have the Kaleidoscope of Hope Soiree on May 30th at Vineland Station in Wyville. The fundraiser supports programs at the county's only child advocacy center. Tickets are $75 per person, $100 per couple. Tables and silent auction sponsorships are available. Call 910-646-3083 for more. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.